It seems pretty clear the most beloved individual in our country has left us today. Dolly Parton, the news breaking about 12:55 or so our time, from her nephew in a video that Dolly wanted posted. Her nephew, who had been her bodyguard for a couple decades, his father had been Dolly's bodyguard for a couple decades before that, that Dolly, at the age of 80, everything she has done, Jamie Yuccas, through music and philanthropy and acting and the talk shows and the genuine kindness. And I mean, if you didn't agree with Dolly Parton, it's time to look deeply in the mirror. When you think of Dolly Parton, what comes to mind?
Oh, I mean, I love the movie 9 to 5. My mom and I like would watch that together. And I love, you know, I mean, what a classic, with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda and Dolly, and I don't know. But I mean, I just loved everything about it. I think about like the Super Bowl performance a couple years ago where she comes out, she's in the sequins and she looks amazing. And I just, yeah, I mean, everything you're saying, I think like all the philanthropy she did, I've read hundreds of news stories, I feel like, of when she's donated books or donated money to charities or to rural causes or libraries. And you gotta love Dolly.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love more text. We had a huge response early on the show when people reached out, and when you think of Dolly, what first comes to mind? Love to include those with Jamie right now. 651-461-9226. You know, it doesn't have to be just judged by the dollar amount, right? Philanthropy, right, and charity can be whatever is within your sphere, okay? Volunteering, showing up, your family showing up, money. But the fact that this was so essential to the totality of her life with child literature in so many ways, and the fact that it was in the hundreds of millions of dollars,
Jim, oh, yeah,
that,
yeah,
is staggering.
Well, and I just, you think about, you know, I've read her backstory of just growing up so poor,
yep,
you know, and not having anything. And you think about, like, I think people go one of two ways in life. It's either like you're put in that situation and maybe you don't have the opportunities like she did, or, you know, things to get out. But if you do, you know, it's like you either really make something yourself and are able to really give back, or you kind of, you know, turn your back and run away and enjoy your millions. And she didn't do that. You know, she could have,
no,
very well grown up poor, like bought,
yeah,
anything she ever wanted. I mean, she probably still did, but you know, like she didn't have to do any of that. Like from a psychological perspective, it's like, it just says about so much about her character that she would want to then give back to, you know,
she grew up with 11 siblings.
I know.
11. Can you imagine what that was like? Again, not wealthy, the obstacles they faced. Her first album is in 1967, Hello, I'm Dolly. She has 50-plus of them. And, I mean, yeah, 9 to 5 was such a breakthrough, right? The song was so,
yes,
ubiquitous. Then she's hanging with Jane Fonda and Lily Thomas. Yes. She's hanging with Jane Fonda, right?
I know.
And,
yep,
Dabney Coleman was such a great bad guy in it, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
She was so great on with Carson, too, right?
Oh, yep.
Poking, yep, fun at herself. The self-deprecation and just the whole persona that if you put yourself up in that way, right, with the wigs, the presentation, poking fun at the boobs, everything, and then you're so genuine and sincere as a person, that's not easy to pull off.
No, I have to tell you, I have a good friend who's a sound guy at the network. I'll never forget, I asked him once, you know, because he has such an interesting job, right? And he's listening to all the audio.
Yeah.
So he can hear sometimes how people really are, right? Like they may present to the producers and the chorus, oh, hi, you know, wonderful, whatever. And then as they're talking to their assistants or whatever else, I mean, he's listening to everything when you've got a microphone on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, who is like the nicest person you think you've ever interviewed? Like truly nice, like, you know, you really got a great, and he said, Dolly Parton, hands down, like No question, Dolly Parton. And he said, and man, was she funny. And I said, why? And he goes, because I was so embarrassed putting a microphone on her. Like, I turned bright red. Because where am I going to put it?
Yeah, right.
She just opened her top up and said, honey, a lot of people have seen these. You go ahead and just put that wherever you need to for the best sound.
Right. Yes.
So,
you know, it's so good. So we talk about this also, right? We are endlessly divided in the national discourse. We're not as divided with our friends and our family. Now, we can be, right? But can we have now public figures, whether it's movies, music, whatever it might be, where they can approach how beloved Dolly was? Like before Dolly, it was Betty White.
Right.
Right? I want that to be, and like, listen, I'm in the opinion business. I get it. People can agree or disagree. I comment strongly. I still think you can be forceful in your opinions, disagree, and still have kindness and respect and show character. The two shouldn't separate, and I hope we find that for people, even if we don't agree with them in total, but still admire who they are.
Well, so I do think what's interesting about Dolly is that she was never partisan, right, and deliberately political. However, she was a huge supporter of a number of social issues that are now labeled, you know, liberal.
Yeah.
Like
right.
LGBTQ rights. You know, she consistently was supportive of same-sex marriage over the years. She Black Lives Matter in 2020. She said, of course Black Lives Matter. Do we think our little white beep are the only ones that matter?
Yeah.
You know, she wouldn't criticize, but she wouldn't endorse Donald Trump publicly. When asked political questions, she often went to kindness and unity. And so that's, I think people, I feel like we've confused now people's maybe values, right, as like being political statements instead of just allowing for her to be really kind.
Mm-hmm.
For her to be one of for her and for her to have an opinion about a couple of things, but she's not like dragging people into it. She's not telling people what to think. She's just saying these are my values.
Right.
But you don't have to agree with my values.
Well, and I'm just looking right now, and I think Fox and CNN. You help me out, Dave. Maybe have briefly touched on maybe one or two other stories, but they've stayed with Dolly almost the entire time over the last just short of 2 hours.
I don't think CNN has left it at all.
Yeah. Maybe I thought Fox maybe did briefly, but maybe it's just a commercial. And there are not that many people left, Jamie. And I think it's a societal thing, too.
Yeah.
And again, I'm trying to give her all the credit. I mean it genuinely, where we would view this as such a loss and also celebration of how she lived her life.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't have said it better, Chad.
Why don't we just end on a Dolly conversation? You have a great day. And next week when we talk to you, I heard the special news that just for this segment, you're flying in for the state fair. So thank you very much.
I would love to. I actually promised my husband. So my husband turned 50 last year. We are going to the U.S. Open next week over Labor
Day
weekend. So.
That's great.
Yeah. So I will miss the Great Minnesota Get Together. I love the Great Minnesota Get Together. I hope you have a fantastic time, and I'm sorry to miss it.
Yeah. Federer was practicing the other day, and people were like, okay, Serena, very something. He's like, no. Even though he still looks like Roger. I mean, even when he was practicing, he still looks like.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Thank you, Jamie.
Take care.
Jamie Ukas, regular here every Tuesday. You know what else is a regular part of this show? I talk about Amber Scholl. I talk about insurance. Am I really excited about my insurance? No, I'm not really excited about my insurance, but I have no choice. It is a requirement by the state, by the feds, whatever it might be. So if you have a house, you have a condo, you have a cabin, maybe you have some other real estate, maybe the lake you're on actually has water in it. For most, I'm not sure they have it. So you're getting that boat, you're getting that jet ski out here, you're thinking ahead to your snowmobile. you have some items where insurance is required. You know what you want. You want a great team. Ideally, you want a local team you can connect with. And then they have the national brand, so they have that buying power. They have that leverage. They have experience. That's why my friend Amber Scholl is the perfect combination. Scholl and Associates, an office she's worked at now for closing in 2 decades, running it better than anybody else. So it's teamscholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. But she has the national brand of American Family, the power. It's worth checking it out right now. Great office, great people. Save some money, get better coverage. Teamscholl.com.